Good morning. Today is Thursday, January 27th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today we'll have a high of 43 degrees and a low of 23. Look for sunny skies. In our top story, a company called Boom Supersonic with plans to revive supersonic passenger travel will build a $500 million production facility at Greensboro's Piedmont Triad International Airport. The company is receiving an incentive package worth $121.5 million from the state of North Carolina and Guilford County. The facility will employ over 1,700 employees with future goals to employ more than 2,400 people by 2032. North Carolina has been recruiting the fledgling aviation startup for months. The state passed a bill to set aside millions of dollars for the Greensboro Airport to prepare for the construction of a manufacturing plant. The company will build what it calls the Overture Jet. The passenger plane is supposed to be able to travel faster than the speed of sound and twice the speed of today's fastest airliners. Boom has yet to produce an Overture prototype and demonstrate it can achieve such aspirations. In weather, the Triangle is heading into its third straight weekend with snow or ice in the forecast. But while forecasters are calling for snow Friday night, it won't be enough to require much shoveling. The Triangle will see a fast melting inch of snow at the most by Saturday morning. In Durham, the city has received $9 million to help turn the old railroad tracks along the Durham Beltline into a trail that will connect north side neighborhoods with downtown. Residents have been considering the almost 2-mile trail for decades. The paved trail for cyclists and pedestrians will start at West Village North across West Trinity Avenue and end at Avondale Drive. It will be a linear park, with benches and art and places to linger. In Raleigh, a Wake County man was likely trying to steal valuable parts from a disabled car before getting stuck underneath the car and dying earlier this week. The Wake County sheriff said they believe the man noticed a disabled car near Zebulon. While he was trying to remove the car's catalytic converter, he got pinned underneath. Catalytic converters have become a target for thieves due to the valuable metals they contain. The case remains under investigation. And finally, Whitley Furniture Galleries in Zebulon is closing after 113 years of business. The shop has been in the family for generations, but as the owners prepare to retire, they say they don't have anyone in the family to keep it running. The store is going out of business and liquidating its entire stock. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website, and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.